Yeah, well, thank you. Well, what we got going on storm-wise?
We need to probably think about a net. John, do you want to bring one up? They just issued a tornado warning for Cass County.
I'd rather not do it myself at the moment. I'm mobile.
Okay, so I'm going to go have to change positions here probably.
Okay. I'm about 5 minutes from the house, and I can help you any way I can when I get there, but I'd rather not bring it up while I'm mobile.
Oh, I think we can wait 5 minutes. Haven't even seen the graphic yet.
Okay. I'll get in and bring one up.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I haven't seen exactly where they're calling it. Okay, I found the rotation there by climbers that you were seeing. It's probably moved, should be closer to Deer Creek now. South of climbers, between Burroughs and Deer Creek. KF9 and you. Everybody that's listening, stay alert. We may have a warning very soon.
I am destinated here at Kroger's, and then I'll be here for a short time and be heading home. N9 MOS Mobile.
KF9 and you, KD9 GAW.
Go ahead, sir.
I have my radar up and the chat room up. If I can be of any assistance, let me know.
Okay, you wanna start a net, and you and John can kind of trade off running it, and I'll just kind of monitor here and jump in when I need to until John gets back. That would work also.
Yes, sir, I can do that. Let me find a pen and paper. Stand by.
Brian, if you want to bring the net up, I'll let you run it until you either need help or need to go do something else. That way we don't have to trade off in between a net. KD9GBB.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'll give the latest update. They did issue a tornado warning. It looks to really be for Carroll and just the far southern west, southwest corner of Cass County at this point. Haven't got any more details as of yet. So we've got a little bit of time, but not a lot. So be prepared. I'll stay on top of it here. KF9 and you.
KF9ISK reporting in.
KF9ISK, was that it? We're getting ready to have a net here very shortly. KD9GAW is going to run it, and he'll get you here. Just hang on just a minute.
Alrighty, I heard about the tornado warning out in Carroll. I'm on standby, and if I need to be mobile, I can be mobile within about a second.
KD9HGC, we've actually got one for southeastern Cass County.
KC9VBQ, break.
Good, John.
The weather service is on the north wing. They're advising this radar indicated, and they're currently saying it's around State Road 29, State Road 18 at the current time. The guy's going to get back to me. With that confirmation.
Okay, yeah, we're in the chat room with them and watching it. That's right where the warning ends, is at the edge of the county at this moment. So, and it's propagating that way into southeast Cass County. Thank you.
Currently mobile, 800 south and 31. Do you want me to position myself anywhere fancy?
If you do, make sure you're someplace safe. If you want to watch it roll in, I would venture to say back of the truck stop there by Grissom would be a good spot. But be careful. Make sure you got a place to get to shelter if something does come up. It's probably going to be rain-wrapped, so it's going to be hard to see.
Okay. Now, some of the fire department, Young America Fire, are saying that they just had one on the ground, and it went down and it went back up. So I don't know how true that is, but that's just what they're saying.
Ben, are you about there?
Roger that. Attention all stations. Brian, 89 GAW. Skywarn that. We are looking at some severe weather moving in our direction. So we are going to open up a Skywarn that for this evening. The station is calling out.
AF9 and you. And Brian, you might find a little better signal to the repeater if you can. You're just, there's some interference that's kind of eating on your signal a little bit. If you could do a little better.
Is that any better, Eric?
Yeah, that helped. Thank you.
And ISK is mobile, heading up towards Peru.
K9BCI, PU.
In HHJ.
K9HHJ, where are you located? North of Peru.
Correct, just north of 16, just west of 31 at home. Back to net control.
HGO home.
Kilo Delta 9 Golf, Bravo Bravo, MSC, Pipe Creek Fire Station.
KC9 VBQ, 900 South, US 31.
KF9 is here, Eric. Do you have your radio, radar up yet?
Yes, I do.
I'm looking at something on the velocity radar that would be almost east of Denver now. So if you could look into that.
ARES net Monday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it is possible something will come out of that. Pretty much you guys up there at the north, this is, your guys aren't going to be exempt from possibilities too, so everybody be aware and be careful. Could be things popping up out of this at any point.
Nine LVL located a mile northeast of Denver.
Okay, they're issuing a tornado warning for Miami County at this point. More details coming. North Central Miami County. This is going to be what you just saw, Brian.
Roger that. I think here shortly that'll be out of Miami County. That looks to be directly east of Denver.
And a little bit north, but the bulk of it, yeah, it'll be in Wabash County very shortly, but everybody be careful.
KC9 GWC, KD9 HPN.
Well, Brian's running the net. What do you need?
Oh, this is KD9 HPN. I'm just assuming you want me to cancel the regular scheduled Aries net.
Well, or at least delay it for a little bit.
Well, I'll be standing on frequency, standing by on frequency anyway, so approximate 73.
Net control, KC9, letter BK.
YWK, go ahead.
Boy, I'll probably be here most of the event. I have limited mobile capability at this point.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Case 9, YWK.
K9ISK, I am currently by the prison. Where would you guys like me to be located at?
ISK, if you're by the prison, right now it looks to be like it's directly west of you. It actually looks to be west of Walton, moving toward the southeast right now.
Copy. I'll head in a little bit closer to there to get a better position. This is KD9ISK on standby.
Yeah, be careful. Make sure you don't get anywhere out of range of shelter. We don't really, we typically do not put spotters out. You're kind of on your own, but make sure you're somewhere safe and where you got shelter you can get to.
Delta Niner Hotel Golf Papa, the sirens just went off on the base.
D9HPN.
HPN, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm located 1 mile south of Miami County in Howard County, and I'm monitoring emergency traffic, and they have a confirmed, they're sending responders out to western Howard County. They have a confirmed tornado on the ground down there. That's what the traffic is saying.
Okay, thank you. That looks like it could just clip the southwest corner of Miami County. Galveston looks to be in the direct path of it.
Net control, KC9, VBQ.
VBQ, go ahead.
I've been sitting stationary at 900 South and 31 at Gallahan. Cass County's advising they have a storm that's directly west of me at this position. Do you have any further information?
What I see on the radar is exactly what you say, but it looks to be west of Walton a little bit, so from where you are, it's a good little ways away. But, yes, that's what I see, and it is in a direct path toward Galveston or maybe just north of Galveston.
KC9VVQ, thank you.
HPN, go ahead.
Thanks for taking me again. The confirmed tornado touchdown is in Howard County at 900 West and 400 North. 900 West and 400 North.
Copy that. 900 West and 400 North in Howard County. Howard County. Thank you.
F9 and you with an update.
Okay, F9 and you, go ahead.
There's traffic. The tornado warning for the northern part of the county is it. That area of danger is moved.
area around Walton that is moving into the Bunker Hill, Miami area of the southern Miami County. So we're not out of the woods yet. Be prepared.
Copy that. Those in the south part of the county, please be aware of incoming possible rotation coming from your west. On HPN.
KD9HPN, go ahead.
Hey, this cell that's south west of us here in Peru looks to be headed your way. I know you're listening to the Kokomo traffic. Do you know, is anybody preparing at the Greentown Fair? I know the Howard County Fair's tonight. Have you heard anything of that?
No, I have not. There's no traffic right now. They run the nets on the 147.240 repeater here in Kokomo, and the gentleman is just getting to the EOC to bring up the net, so they're running a little late, but I'm not sure who to contact at the fair other than those gentlemen.
Okay. Right now it looks to be still north of Galveston a little ways, so there's a little time there, but it looks like that's the path that it's taken.
Looks like it's starting to take a little dip to the south, so southeast, right?
Control WRFLS.
Get on the 240 here and advise them. They're bringing up the net now.
Net control, W8FOS.
W8FOS, go ahead.
Channel 13 just showed a small video clip of the active tornado that's headed toward Galveston.
Okay, thank you. We're kind of watching on radar.
Roger, we're watching it too, but they came on with a video clip showing the actual tornado.
Net control, KC9, CVQ, update.
VVQ, go ahead.
VVQ still 900 south, US 31. The rain's starting to pick up here. The wind's starting to pick up, of course. Still no sign of anything severe at this time. Still going to stand by this area, though.
Roger that. It looks like it could be southwest of you now. Kind of heading toward Galveston.
Okay. I'm kind of listening to Cass County Fire, and there, Alvin Beckman just got on and said that it's between Walton and Lincoln. So I'll just stand by here and unless you want me somewhere else.
That looks good. It almost looks like that cell could be weakening a little bit. The rotation could be weakening a little bit. Let's hope, anyways.
I'll do that. Thank you.
KF9 and you.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Eric. I'm watching both of these cells. The one in Cass County headed toward Galveston, and I'm also watching the one in Wabash. Are you watching both of those as well?
I was kind of zoomed in on the south one. I wasn't looking at the one in Wabash. But, yeah, I just heard reports that we have some trees down up there in the north east part of the county. So apparently it got a little close to the ground up there somewhere.
one in Wabash County. I don't know if they have a net up or anything. It seems to come and go. It grows and shrinks and grows and shrinks. And that the one down toward Galveston appears to be, it had went down a little bit. Now it seems to be growing a little bit again. Do you see that?
I've been focused on the velocity a little more, and I haven't played a stream of them to look. So, but there is still a significant threat on the south part of our county. We need everybody to be alert. They have not warned on it as of yet, but we're waiting to see if they do. So be careful. The rain has gotten pretty heavy. It's pushed as far east as McGrawsville. The area of what appears to be the rotation is still back in Cass County. So if something is coming out of this and does come across the county line, it's going to be extremely difficult to see if at all. So just a word to the wise. If anybody's down there, be very careful.
Traffic. As of right now, you know, like you said, it's heavy rain and it's getting pretty windy, but other than that, it's not really anything substantive right now.
I just issued a new tornado warning for the northeast part of Carroll County. The Cass County warning has expired, so let's hope that stays that way.
Yeah, that's that one there by Camden I was asking you about. That one's headed directly for Galveston as well.
ISK, I'll stay out here in Galveston, over.
Don't need to do that on our account, ISK. And it's entirely up to you.
Stay up here since it's kind of heading towards Galveston. I mean, it's not that far from me. Like I said, I'll just stay out here. Over.
Okay, be careful, because could be you won't see much other than a lot of rain, I don't think.
I know that. I'll be careful, as always. 89 ISK clear.
GBC monitoring.
Got the Skywarn net up. There's no severe weather in Miami County at this time, but there's some in Carroll County that is headed toward the southwest corner of Miami County.
Brian, I've been listening, didn't want to cut in on everybody's traffic, just got back from the north end, so it looks everything clear up there, so no further traffic.
KF9 and you, the National Weather Service, has just issued a new tornado warning for southeast Cass County, so we're not out of this yet.
KC9, CBQ.
VBQ, go ahead.
At my position, 900 South 31, the wind has picked up quite a bit. I'd say at least 60 mile an hour and some gusts to maybe 70. The rain is very heavy. No hail or anything like that as of yet. But, like everyone else has been saying, you can't really see much.
Thank you. That looks to be the the former rotation that was in Cass County. That looks to be about over you right now, so that would make sense. But that rotation has dissipated off the radar, at least.
KF9 in your break.
KF9 in you, go ahead.
Okay, we have a tornado warning for South Central Miami County just issued. Let's keep our traffic only to severe reports, large hail, damage, or flooding. Until 9:15 p.m., we do have a tornado warning for Miami County.
Copy that. Those in the south end of the county, please be aware and be ready. Be safe.
Control, KD9HCY.
HGY, go ahead.
I just wanted to give you an update. Our current location is 1050 South, US 31.
Copy that. 1050 South and 31.
Be very careful. If anybody mobile in that area through the southern part of the county, make sure you're close to shelter, because there are some, we are starting to get confirmations of touchdowns and damage.
DC9 GWC.
KC9 GWC, go ahead.
Reporting in, had my hands full there for a little while. I'm sure you guys did too. I just about couldn't get away from the public.
Warning from just about McGrawsville south to the county line, clear across into Wabash County and Grant. Not quite. It doesn't quite cover Converse, according to the box.
Nine GWC for the net.
ARES net Monday at 8 o'clock.
GWC, go ahead.
That had just left northern Miami County and is in the Rowan area in Wabash County, following along behind the first cell that went through with the tornado on it.
Already over McGrow and looks to be building again now. But we're watching the one on the south end of the county. It's over headed toward Galveston in the south part of the county.
Net control, KC9 VBQ.
VBQ, go ahead.
At my location, 900 South, 31. It appears that it's lightened up a little bit here. The wind's not blowing near as much, but it's still raining pretty good. But the sky has lightened up quite a bit. Visibility's back to about a half mile to a mile. Is that about what you're seeing on radar?
Yeah, but I still see a possible rotation that could be west and just a little south of you, headed toward Galveston still.
Clear.
KD9HTV.
HGV, go ahead.
That's KD9HGV. I just got a notification from Red Cross that there was a spotter confirmed tornado near Bunker Hill.
Okay, do you know when that might have been?
The alert just came across at 841. Okay, thank you.
Check control, off, off, turned off.
Alpha, Alpha 9 Golf, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm in Machu Picchu, Bunker Hill, and happy to report that we are all still here. However, that report did get my attention, and I'm looking out doubly carefully now.
Yeah, just be careful. The south end of the county looks to be where all the action is right now.
Yes, sir, I would agree. The rain south here is like really, really heavy.
Control, KD9HGR.
HGR, go ahead.
Confirm the other caller's on my fire pager. They said, spotted tornado on ground heading towards Grissom and Bunker Hill at 8:35. So I just confirming that, sir.
Okay, thank you. Do you know how far that might be from Bunker Hill?
My dispatch just said it was on the ground heading towards Grissom and Bunker Hill is all they said. And then the pager quit talking.
Copy that. Thank you.
What pager are you talking about? What frequency is it monitoring?
County dispatch, my fire pager. It's the fire frequencies and emergency. They do page out, well, you guys too, but yeah, the fire department and police departments and stuff like that. It was on the fire frequencies.
I wonder if that was probably Huntington County, because I didn't hear it here.
Control KD9 GBB. GBB, go ahead.
For Eric, Central did put that over, 154-4300.
Is that just the standard tornado warning, this announcement?
She did a standard warning, but she also had an IDAC message that showed one had been confirmed near Bunker Hill. She didn't specify an address or location.
Okay, I missed it. Thanks. KF9 anything. QHGR.
Sir, HGR clear and monitoring.
Control, KC9 GWC.
GWC, go ahead.
I got some photographs over text that's showing the tornado on the ground in the southern part of the county, west of 19, somewhere between Bunker Hill and Amboy, and making its track east. I don't have a time when these were taken, but thought I'd better mention it.
Copy that. Thank you, John.
Control, KC9 GWC, I just got confirmation it was 8 p.m., so it was the
copy that. Pictures at 8 p.m. Thanks, John.
KF9 and you, the Cass County warning has been dropped now.
Cass County appears to have taken a sudden turn, and it actually looks like it's dropped out of the box now.
Affirmative, it appears to
making its way to Howard County. It may miss Miami, but one section.
KF9 and you, I see another little piece that looks like something which would be northwest of Amboy. Can you look at that as well?
Yeah, I don't see it. Don, Mike.
KD9BCI.
BCI, go ahead.
I have a question for Eric. Can you tell me why they say in Howard County that they're issuing the warning?
It's coming south out of Cass County into Howard County, just to the west of Galveston.
Okay. All right, so it's mostly just here at night into your attrition.
Control, KF9 and you.
KF9 and you, go ahead.
They have canceled the tornado warning for Miami County.
Good, I'm glad to see that. They've opened one up for Howard County now, though, haven't they?
Affirmative, that's the way it's moving. Looks like maybe we're going to get a little respite here.
K9ISK, I'm currently in Howard County, right behind the signature, so I'm in a good spot. If it does drop, I can report it in.
May want to go to their Skywarn repeater for Howard County. I believe that's the 240.
89ISK QSY to 147.240.
BCR, go ahead.
Be advised that we are crossing the EOC.
ARES net Monday at 8 o'clock.
Copy that, thank you.
KD9GAW, KF9 and you.
KF9 and you, go ahead, Eric.
If you want to, I think we can stand down the net for now. Anyway, hopefully we don't have to come back up. Do appreciate all you did.
Okay, Eric, sounds good. Attention all stations, this is KD9GAW. We will now stand down the Miami County net, Skywarn net, and return the repeater back to regular use. Everybody who checked in tonight, appreciate it. Still be careful in case more weather comes up this evening. And those heading toward Pocono, be careful. There still appears to be some severe storms in that area. It's KD9GAW. Thank you.
KD9GAW, KD9ENF. The two of us here in Santa Fe, we were both monitoring, but didn't have anything severe. Just had a little bit of rain, wind started to pick up, and then it just dissipated. So, anyway, back to you. Clear on your exit.
All right, thanks, Joanne.
Kilo Delta Niner Hotel Golf Papa. Grissom just issued the all clear.
HGP, thank you for that. We're going to stand down the Miami County net for this evening. Thank you for being involved. It's KD9GAW.